It has been a very pretty May day across eastern New York and western New England. Most areas saw good amounts of sunshine through the day. Clouds have been a bit more stubborn across the north, so those spots have been a little bit on the gray side. And during this afternoon, we're starting to see some mid and high-level clouds come in from the west, and that means tonight we will see a mix of clouds and stars. It's a chilly afternoon, at least for this time of year. The weather today really has more of a feel of April than May, and with the breeze kicking up at times, it has felt a bit cool. And the cool day is going to lead to a cold night, and temperatures are going to drop into the low and mid 30s in many locations. We'll even have some 20s in the mountains. That means frost and freeze conditions are likely across our area tonight. I'll favor more of a frost in the valleys and a freeze across the higher elevations. So if you have already planted anything that is sensitive to the cold, you'll need to make sure that you adequately protect those plants tonight. If it's anything that's in a pot, just bring it inside for the night, and then you can bring it right back outside tomorrow. And as we go through the day tomorrow, it'll be another pretty nice day. It'll be cloudier than today in most areas. There's going to be a storm that will go by to our south later tomorrow into tomorrow night. And as that gets a little bit closer, we will see the clouds increase tomorrow. There's the chance for a couple of showers, mainly south of Albany, later in the day. Temperatures will be in the 50s to around 60, so it'll be another day that's a bit cool for early May. Tomorrow night into Thursday morning, that storm will continue to pass by to our south. There may be a few showers and spots tomorrow night. It should be far enough away on Thursday to keep the rain out of our area. Though as we go through the day Thursday, a little disturbance will come in late. That may set off a shower or two, but most of the day will be dry, with temperatures running largely in the 50s to around 60 degrees. And then late Friday into the weekend, there's the potential of a storm that could bring a mix of rain and snow to New York and New England. We'll have more on that in the coming days. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, a frost and freeze, with a low of 26 to 34, and for tomorrow, increasing clouds, with highs in the 50s to around 60. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, a frost and freeze, a low of 26 to 34, and for tomorrow, increasing clouds, a chance of afternoon showers, with highs in the 50s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, a frost or freeze, with lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance of afternoon showers, with highs in the 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, a frost or freeze, a low of 30 to 35. And for tomorrow, increasing clouds with a chance of afternoon showers, highs in the 50s to around 60. Region-wide on Thursday, a mix of sun and clouds, maybe a few showers, breezy, highs in the 50s to around 60, and on Friday, increasing clouds with a chance of rain late, highs in the 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.